You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Boisson. Thanks for spending your holiday with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll hear about a unique slice of nature in southwestern Wisconsin, one that you might not expect to find in the Badger State. But first, some sounds of the holiday. Fireworks are an annual tradition on July 4th, and while they may be fun for kids and adults alike, they are actually quite unnerving for pets. In fact, the days around the Independence Day holiday are some of the busiest days of the year for humane societies and animal control organizations, as they field and safeguard animals who have run away. Joining us now to talk more about this is Karen Sparapani. She's the executive director of the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. Karen, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what is it about fireworks that are so scary for pets?
All right, a lot of people think a dog might be used to thunderstorms. And when thunderstorms come in, there's a change in barometric pressure. There's winds. Dogs can anticipate them. The thing with fireworks is they're sudden. They're not something they're used to hearing all the time. And often there's that smell. So with their hearing so much more acute than our own, the fireworks that can't even be bothersome to human ears are many, many more times louder and more affecting to a dog than to a person.
And what about cats?
Cats suffer the same way. I mean, most people in a room, if you drop a pen, a cat might jump just out of fear. They're very sensitive to things that change. So they're just as bad for cats as they are for dogs.
So how busy is the 4th of July holiday often for your organization?
The 4th of July is like our Christmas or St. Patrick's Day. Every year, without fail, people bring their animals to fireworks displays or maybe leave them in a yard. The sounds that start going off, the dogs and cats panic and flee. And we wind up seeing, you know, in a regular night, maybe 7 to 10 animals on a busy night. Over 4th of July, we get maybe 30 to 50, and that includes the animals that people find in the public that don't actually bring them straight into our facility. It's an incredibly busy night for us. And a lot of animals run away. They get hit by cars. We do a lot of picking up at vets. It's a very, stressful time for all of us in animal control.
So what advice and guidance would you give to pet owners to keep their pets safe, not just with the 4th of July, but especially in a time where there's that potential for getting spooked and running off?
Right. Well, the first thing is always to not take your animal to one of these things. I know, animals are family to us, and we want to bring them everywhere, but they're just not going to enjoy it the way that we will. So that's number one. Don't bring them to a firework display, and do not leave them outside, especially if you're not going to be home or you're out enjoying them, because a lot of times they will just go right over a fence out of fear. A dog that normally wouldn't jump a fence will be right over that thing. So that's number one. But before anybody does anything, as soon as they're done listening to this, make sure your dog or cat has a tag with your contact information on it, because that's the number one thing. Most of them will go to a person once they've calmed down and kind of regroup themselves, looking to get home. And if your animal's wearing a tag with current information, whoever finds the animal could bring it right to your home instead of having to call us and have us pick them up.
And is microchipping also a good option?
Yeah, microchipping's great. You know, everyone should have one of those as their backup. But again, it's not something that if just a person found them on the street, they'd be able to read. They'd still have to take it into a vet's office or a facility like NADAC to have it read. The other thing is, so if you're going to keep your animal indoors, you're going to want to shut your windows. And tonight, it's starting to get sticky, so I think it's okay for us to put on our air conditioning. Leave the air conditioning on. White noise is good. The TV on is good. Make something distracting so they don't focus on the noises from outside. A lot of times we'll recommend, giving them a new toy or a new treat tonight when the fireworks start to, again, just get their mind off of what's going on.
Now, dogs and cats often react to things differently. With cats, it seems to me like their instinct is often to hide. Is it good to give them like a safe space where they know they can go to and feel protected?
Yeah, and it's really easy with a cat. You can get any old box or even a cooler and pop the door open, just a place, put some bedding or some towels or blankets in there, give them a safe space to hide. Usually they want to hide under things. They feel safer under things. Most of us will have cats that hide under couches and things. So they like to hide in a place that's dark and they feel safe. So it's easier to provide that for cats. They're not, like you said, normally going to take off running, but in a house they can feel totally stressed. You also want to make sure they have plenty of water. When they start to pant and be stressed, when their metabolism starts to get up, it's really important to keep them well hydrated.
Now, what if we are the person that actually finds a runaway pet? What's the best thing to do? Is it to take them home with us or get them somewhere that hopefully the owner can be reunited with them?
Right. Well, again, if the animal's wearing a tag, by all means, try to contact the owner right away. We, even though we're animal control, our belief is every animal that we find, we'd rather bring straight home than bring into our facility. So overnight, if people find animals and they are able to hang on to them and call an owner first, they should definitely do that. But if not, in Milwaukee County, the MADAC facility is the place where you would bring an animal. But if you live in one of the outlying counties, it's really important for you to know where a stray animal would be ahead of time. Whether it's your own animal that might be lost or tomorrow morning when you're getting ready for work and you need to drop that animal off because you've not been able to locate an owner, that you find that facility tonight. Almost everybody has a web page. You can look it up in your area and find out wherever you live who you should bring that animal to.
Now, you did just mention that, you know, the weather can get really hot and humid and sticky in the summer. And what kind of things do we have to keep in mind to keep our pets safe so they don't get affected by the heat?
Yeah, the heat is, you know, and we have a lot of problems this time of year. Remember how many times we tell people not to leave animals in a car in the daytime in the heat. Even with all the windows rolled down, people still do it, and animals are still dying. I guarantee you, we've already picked up animals from Summerfest this year from people that have driven up from Illinois, people that didn't want to leave their animal home alone all day thinking this is a better option. It is not. Anytime the weather gets over 70 degrees, your animal faces peril sitting in a hot car, even with the windows fully rolled down. So again, it's important. Again, people want their animals with them, but if they are not going to be able to be indoors or you're not going to be able to keep them with you the whole time, leave them home. They need to not be in cars. They need to have access to cool water, not just a little bowl, especially if you leave them outside. They need a big bucket of water that's cool. We actually recommend for people to get baby pools and fill them up with water and leave it in the shade because your animal will always have drinking water. So they can always go in there, too, if they need to cool off.
And that actually addresses something I was going to mention, that way it can't get knocked over either.
Exactly. We have a lot of people that, you know, will leave a bowl out, but a dog steps on it or knocks it over, then and you could have just left 1 minute ago, mm-hmm. and now that animal doesn't have water for the whole day. So it's really important to, you know, try to be clever. You can get a really cheap baby pool at a Walgreens even has them sometimes, and just fill it up, leave it in your yard in a shady area. This way it can't get knocked over. They're always going to have plenty, and if they're super hot, they can sit in there to cool off.
And Karen, just in the last minute, we have, if someone does see a pet that's been left in a car, what should they do?
Right. We just had a law passed last year. This will be our first summer to do it, to be able to use it. And there's steps. So a lot of people hear, oh, now it's legal to break into a car to save an animal or a child. And yes, it is, but there's steps you have to follow for the law, for you to be protected civilly or from any penalty from doing this. Number one, you have to make sure that you've checked that all the doors are not able to be open, that they're all locked. Number two, you have to look for the parent or the owner of the child or the dog that might be in the car. You have to make a reasonable effort. That might be running into a store, yelling in a park, trying to find the owner. Then if the animal still, you've determined the animal's or child is suffering, they're in stress, they must come out, call 911. Once you call 911, reported the situation, they send someone on the way, then you can break the glass. If you do not follow all those steps, you could be held liable. But again, this is going to save lives, this law, and I'm really, you know, we're really happy that it passed, but we want to make sure people know it's not just you walk up and break glass, that there is a process that has to be followed.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, you're very welcome. Happy 4th.
To you, too. Karen Sparapani is the executive director of the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. She joined us to talk about why the 4th of July can be a scary time for pets and what to do to keep them safe.